Hello.
Hi.
Is that better? I wonder. I often wonder with these things if there's one person with a bum connection that throws it off, or is it just a bum line? I don't know. All right. So it looks like everybody's coming back in. All right. So
I'm going to just want to let you know I had entered a question as well in the uploader prior to the call. So.
I didn't see it. Was it okay? Was it today?
No, I sometimes I do it like a couple of days in advance.
But. Oh, okay, good. I'll look back. I didn't look. Okay, so let me just say this is part two of the open coaching call. So go for it. Hello.
Hi. So about a week ago,
can you introduce your hubby to us?
Hi.
This is Scott. You like that name?
I have a Scott too, so
it's a good name. I have a brother named Scott as well.
Wow, it's in the family.
Yeah. So he had a biopsy done on his prostate a couple of weeks ago and got the test results back, and it said that he had cancer cells in his prostate. So we have not had a meeting yet with the doctors to get further information.
Right.
He's already been doing some changes.
Good.
So I just wanted to get your feedback and input on, you know, what he could do next.
Yeah. So it depends on the stage, right? If it's like a real severe, like it's, you know, chances of it
probably
metastasizing to your bone, and then there's going to be a different approach than if it's just a low grade.
Yeah. It's kind of on a scale of 1 to 5, they gave him a 3, right?
Okay. So, all right. So lots of stuff that can be done to support prostate health, which is similar to how, you know, supporting overall immune health. But if you haven't already done so, I would get a Dutch test because you want to see all those metabolites. You want to see the DHT in particular, right? Dihydrotestosterone. It's the most potent, and it's the one that most likely to contribute to cancer production. So I would look at that. I mean, certainly you can probably get the doctor to run it. I'm surprised they didn't ask you to do that, but you did to run a DHT blood-wise. But you, what you do is when you look at the Dutch test, as you know, you've seen them, there's all the other metabolites, and we can get a really good sense of where things are, the methylation, the conversions, aromatase, and things like that. Okay. So that's what I would recommend for starters. As far as dietary stuff, I think looking at zinc-rich foods are really important. Zinc is very supportive of the prostate. So, you know, things like pumpkin seeds and, you know, green leafy vegetables and sea vegetables and things like that, which are a good source of zinc. The other thing that's super important for prostate health is a GLA, which is an omega-6, you know, surprisingly fat, but GLA is super important for prostate health. There are herbs and things you can do as well, like saw palmetto, and they basically get in the way. Nettles is another one I can think of, really high in minerals, and also it's an aromatase inhibitor. That's without knowing, but a lot of times prostate cancer does happen when there's an excess of aromatization. I'm sorry, I'm using the wrong word. It's not the aromatization as much as the I'm forgetting the name of the enzyme, but there's another enzyme that converts downstream the alpha or the beta form, and the DHT is on the alpha. 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, that's what I was trying to say. So 5-alpha reductase inhibitors. So GLA, saw palmetto, zinc, those things can be very beneficial. The cruciferous vegetables, you know, like upping the levels of those considerably, because they have a lot of protective things, sulforaphane and other things like that have protective mechanisms in there. I would get off all the, you know, the things that are potential antigens. So gluten and dairy and sugar for sure, you know, and really stabilizing blood sugar. You don't look like you have an overweight problem. It's hard to tell, you're only half cut off. You don't look at all overweight, but you still might have some blood sugar issues, right? And so get them to test. She'll teach you how. Test your blood glucose just to see if you're having abnormal spikes. It may not be an issue. And if it isn't, no big deal. You still don't want to eat sugar because it depletes the immune system. But what you don't have to, you know, stay away from things like fruit and other things like that. What else would I consider? Those are the main things that I think considering to do. You know, cleaning up the diet. I don't know what your diet's like. So it's hard to say off the top of my head.
Well, just to give you a little bit of history, he's had a symptom for quite a long time, like at least 3 or 4 years, right?
Symptom of what? Waking up in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Prostate, BPH.
BPH. And the main reason they even pursued getting tested via a doctor exam is because his father died of prostate cancer and his brother had prostate cancer. And so because he had the symptom, they said, well, let's go do all these things, you know. But for a year, he's been taking medication for the nighttime thing. He's been doing zinc and pumpkin seeds. He's been doing some of these, saw palmetto. He's been doing a lot of these things. Maybe not enough, I don't know, but he did a bunch of things before he ever went to get evaluated, and it just didn't seem to be enough of whatever.
Okay. So then I would really look at the diet too, because a lot of people just go for the supplements and are not looking at cleaning up the diet, the blood sugar balance, the digestive, and overall just the state of it, allergens in the diet, anything that's inflammatory. So anti-inflammatory foods, because there's an inflammation. It started out as just probably a little bit of enlargement, you know, an inflamed prostate, and now, you know, the cancer cells have taken hold.
And then he's done, just in the last 2 weeks, he did a 2-day fast and then a 3-day fast with lemon water and cayenne and stuff in it. He's lost, how much have you lost now?
Probably
8 or 10 pounds, right. Which you're right, he's thin anyway. So
but he's not emaciated where I would say fasting's contraindicated, right? There's people I look at and go, no fasting for you. I would say, yeah, you may get underweight, but no big deal if you can get rid of cancer, right? So fasting can be phenomenal, right? So a series of shorter fasts, even venturing into slightly longer fasts, intermittent fasting, you know, twice a week doing a 24-hour fast. Fasting has been found to be very effective with cancers, especially, you know, in earlier stages. So I will look at that, but look at all those other factors. Do you eat dairy and gluten and sugar and all those sorts of things?
Yeah, I have done.
He was.
Okay. So that's a thing of the past. I love the was. That's a thing of the past. Clean up the diet. Whenever, you know, you have this thing, right? This situation, it helps you to see, oh, maybe I should have been doing that all along, right? And so really doing that, the stress management, I don't know what your stress level is like, but some kind of meditation, heart math, some kind of practices on a daily basis that are going to keep you in that that parasympathetic, right? That's where the healing happens. Sleep, super important, right? Are you sleeping? Some people, like my husband, who I can't get to change his habits, sits at the couch and watches TV, falls asleep, wakes up, and finally shows up in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning after sleeping on and off for hours. And then he only can stay asleep for 5 or 6 hours. So that's not enough sleep to keep you protected. Melatonin, which gets produced during deep sleep, has been found to be cancer protective. Right. So what can you do to stimulate that? Well, it's to stay away from the bright lights and the screens within a couple of hours of bedtime, right? To turn down the lights in your house, make it dim after sunset, because that will help the melatonin. And if need be, take a melatonin supplement, right? By all means, it could be very helpful and protective.
Yeah. The main reason why he's been waking up is because of the symptom, go to the bathroom. And then that messes everything up.
Right. So, you know, that kind of thing it's a challenge, right? So we got to get that under control. Inflammation, things like turmeric and ginger, which are good anti-inflammatories, can be very, very helpful at bringing that down. Enzymes like protease enzymes in between meals, as, you know, we call them systemic enzymes, right? So 2, 3, 4 of those even in between meals to help bring down the inflammation.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, he's been doing green drinks and stuff, you know. So he's, you know, and I have Chris Works, the hard copy stuff of his. So he's been looking at that. And, you know, Chris says, well, you know, you've got a problem, you've got to really... He didn't use the word attack, but
massive action.
That's what he said.
Yeah, you need massive action. It's not like, oh, I just want to be healthy, so I'm going to do this stuff. It's, no, I have this imbalance that's going on, and what am I going to do to get rid of it quickly, right?
So the question I have, too, is because I knew someone that was on Gerson therapy, and they were drinking, like, you know, 10, 12 glasses of juice a day, and you know, he's kind of going by his appetite, which is not that by any means, not that much. So the question is, what is massive action since he's, you know, been doing some of these things along the way? Yes, now he's doing a more radical shift in his diet.
Yeah.
But
so you mean how much
what's massive action now, you know?
Well, I think, you know, massive action is you're off all the junk. You're not just occasionally having the pizza and beer. You're not having the pizza and beer. You know what I mean? And you're not just occasionally eating cruciferous vegetables. You're eating them daily, right? And the juicing, right? I mean, that's a lot of juice, whatever. How many cups were they doing?
This woman that was coming to me, it was years ago, but it was 10 to 12 glasses of juice a day.
Yeah. Well, I would say if you look at Dr. Lodi's site, Oasis of Healing, he talks about 2 to 3 quarts a day, depending on, you know, your size and all that kind of stuff. And he has on his site, and when I interviewed him on my radio show, probably 5, 6 years ago, and we did a 3-part interview series, he actually gave his recipe and I put it on the website. So if you go to my blog, drannymarie.com/blog, and you do a search on Lodi, you'll actually find the recipe, his recipe. It doesn't mean that his is the perfect recipe, but this is what he's been using in his cancer center.
Okay.
Right. Super important. And the, you know, the sleep is super important. And of course, if you're waking up, then you just make up for it by being in bed a little bit longer. And you know, do what your best you can to get back to sleep. Clearly, you know, taking melatonin might cause you to pee the bed. Who knows? Right. So it's a little bit, there's a little bit of trade-offs here. So you know, just be careful with that. Thinking of something else that just crossed my mind. Yeah. And the stress piece, you know, so many of us are stressed and we don't even know it, right? We just don't realize that we're hypervigilant. So are you like a perfectionist kind of guy, a very organized, like spreadsheet kind of guy?
I'm a scientist. So,
okay. There's that, right?
More of a relaxed scientist.
You're an orderly brain and you've got to have order, right? And that can be stressful. It's not like you're stressing out like, oh, this happened and that happened, but there's this stress of needing to be it perfect and needing it to be all documented and all that. So that can be part of the stress and really to embracing stress techniques. So meditation, I use a Muse headband. I use heart math. Those kinds of things, because that's how my brain is, and I have to calm it down, or else I'm like, yeah. So those are good starts.
Okay.
And water. Make sure you're drinking half your body weight in fluid ounces of water, right? And all the stuff you've learned, right? Plus the little nuances. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Good luck. You're in good hands.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rita Marie.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm gonna go look for Angelica's.
I can also tell you if it doesn't come up.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so working with 3 clients. Oh yeah, I did see this the other day. I just didn't realize it was related to this call. I'm curious about the effects of diet on a client with fungal overgrowth on her skin. I'm supporting her getting more greens, great, releasing gluten, sugar, and dairy, and just getting a little bit more blood sugar. I think I replied to this actually. But maybe it didn't go to you. I wasn't realizing it was one of these, and it went to admin. Okay, cool. I want to eventually help her design an herbal protocol for her fungus. Is it required to get her off fruit and starchy vegetables during a candida protocol? Different practitioners I studied, have different opinions on this. Some say moderate, et cetera. And oh yeah, I did answer this, but where did I answer it? Is it possible to continue our Scrum? I remember all of this now, Scrum protocol from CMDS. So yeah, so I'll answer the last one because it's easy. Is it possible to explain Scrum from CMDS with other? Yes, absolutely, right? I created that as like a real gentle kind of approach that mostly people wouldn't get die off from. Right, because mm-hmm. it has the liver support and it's gentle. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can combine that if you want to add that with biocidin or berberine or something else that you find that they need. Yes. Mm-hmm. As far as the off fruit, and you know, I've had differing experiences. So I have had people who've come to me after they've been on this Candida protocol and that Candida protocol, but they hadn't gone off the fruit. And so I think what I answered in my answer, wherever it went in the bit bucket, was that it's going to be different from person to person. So if they've been struggling it for a long time, and especially if it's coming out on the skin, and that's where people are more motivated to do something about it because they don't like the look of it, right? When it's in your gut, you're like, yeah, it's there, but no big deal. So what I would do is I would suggest like a month-long protocol. And get her to test her blood sugar, because if she tests her blood sugar and it's going up from that fruit, it's likely feeding the candida. Mm. And if it's not, then it may not be feeding the candida. So it's going to be, you know, sometimes you can get away with just, they have, you know, they break it down to just an apple a day or, you know, a handful of blueberries a day or something small. And you can wean them down and see what the minimum dose that they tolerate is, right? But yeah, and then topical, if it's on the skin, you can do topical, but you also have to work the inside like you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, some tea tree oil. And if it's too strong straight, you put it mixed with like MCT or coconut oil or something, and you can topically apply it. That's actually one of the best antifungals of all. And what was your rest of your question? Did I get them all?
Oh yeah, no, that was really about it. I mean, I'm on a yeast protocol myself right now. And so I try to keep, I'm used to the low carb thing. The client of mine is very not used to that. So totally different boat. But yeah, I was kind of curious about, like, if I eat raw carrots and that spikes my blood sugar, does that mean I can't eat raw carrots when I'm on my candida? Like, I'm curious, is it about blood sugar or is it about a lot of
people? It's about both, right? So if you're eating a food that spikes your blood sugar, you want to eliminate it for 30 days. So it's really good to do a blood sugar balance and a candida protocol within that same 30 days. So you're not like spreading it out over time, right? So if any of your foods that spike your blood sugar, you want to eliminate for 30 days with a metabolic reset and then add them back later, but that will also help with the candida. And we have a lot of people whose digestive stuff gets way better when they do a 30-day metabolic reset, because they're off of those candida things. And then you look, you don't have to test everybody. You know, contrary to popular belief, I don't over-test people. I don't do lots of testing. I actually do quite low levels of testing, because I kind of go by intuition and knowledge and question answering. And then when I'm not really getting the results I expected to get, like, oh, we better run some tests. There must be some weird ass organism living in your gut that we weren't even addressing, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the way I would look at it. You think SF722 is a supplement from Thorn. Okay. That is a very potent antifungal, and you start with one little caplet, and you can go all the way up to 7 or 8 of them 3 times a day. Sometimes that's what it takes to get rid of this. It's also, you can pop it open, you just put a pin in it and pop it open and then apply it topically to the rash, you know, and the breakouts. That can help a lot. Mm. It's actually from castor bean oil. So it's called calcium unsalicylic acid, and it's extracted from,
I've heard of that. Okay, yeah, I hadn't thought of the topical part. I mean, granted, I think that she's a ways away, because I can't, in integrity, put her on a herbal protocol, because that's so allopathic, right? I'm not going to do that until I feel like her diet is going to support an antifungal protocol, and she's very far from that right now.
You know, I have mixed feelings about what you just said. On the one hand, I totally want people to get the diet piece together, but sometimes they're incentivized to continue the work if you can do something that's handling a band, and you tell them, I'm going to give you a band-aid right now, We're going to work on the underlying. If I give you this Band-Aid and you don't work on the underlying, it's going to come back. But right now, let's get your symptoms under control. And that's where I would use some of the herbal type things, right? Maybe just start with the topical, you know, do some like probiotics, have her get on some probiotic foods or take some probiotics, make sure she's got digestive enzymes, like all the things that you would do. See, CMDS, right? We start with the upper GI. So we say, how's her upper GI? Does she make enough stomach acid? Is she having any symptoms of reflux? If the upper GI seems good, great. You move on down. Like, how's her small intestine? Does she have any signs? Do you think that maybe her digestive enzymes aren't working well, or fat digestion isn't working real well? Is there any biliary stasis? Maybe some bitters to stimulate stomach acid and bile flow could be a good thing. Like simple things, right? And you just work your way down the track, because you can't just start with the Candida protocol. We've got this whole digestive tract, including the brain, including the parasympathetic sympathetic balance during a meal. So we have to just start with the top. Is she chewing enough, right? So again, you can't clear up a Candida infection if they're just scarfing their food down without chewing it. So I would just start gentle with her. And these little things can shift her experience dramatically. Really can. So that's where I would start.
Yeah, we are working on those little things like the bitters, and I am kind of going from the top down. However, just my thing was, okay, should I even get into an herbal thing and when she's still eating like stuff like with flour in it, which I told her.
It's a waste of, so I would do topical stuff and say, this is, you know, just to see, but yeah, a full on protocol, because it can have die off and all that while she's not eating right. The die-off can be really bad if you're not eating right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I would just work with her and say, look, how important is it for you to clear up these rashes? Because I can, while we're working together to really get to the root cause, I have a few ideas that might give you some topical relief. Is that something you're interested in, or do you just want to take it through the process? What do you think?
I could ask her. I kind of don't want her to be like, I want her motivation to like be there though. And the motivation is like her appearance, really. She says she self tans and then she can see the fungus all over because it doesn't stain the fungus. So like she's motivated because she doesn't have any overt digestion symptoms. So it's one of those cases where I'm like, I'm going off of intuition. I'm like, okay, I'm thinking this girl is systemic yeast, and looking at her diet history, it totally makes sense.
I would tell her that, and maybe go with your intuition and don't give her something to give her symptom relief. Right.
Yeah.
Because if you do, and then she thinks, oh, it's done. And every time I just have to take some topical stuff for a few weeks and I'm good, then she's never going to really clean up. And that could lead her down the path to some serious stuff. So trust your intuition on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so like where I'm at with her now is like, I'm getting her to wean off of the flour. I got her to wean off of diet drinks. I'm going step by step. I want to take away the dairy, the sugar. I'm just doing it slowly. So she doesn't
get collapsed. She's more likely to get good results than somebody who's already eating well. When I have somebody, I look at their diet and it's like really crap and they're willing to change it. It's like, way to go. This one's going to be easy.
That's my intention. I was just wondering, okay, should I really wait until I get into the full like elimination the way that we do it? Should I wait till we get to that point before we start getting herbs in? Because I don't want to be like feeding her herbs, but she's still like eating good allergies.
I think that's a good idea to just do it, but you got to get her to do the food part and explain to her the whole process. You're feeding this stuff and we want to create a balance in your microbiome. And even though you don't have gut issues or symptoms, there's something going on and it's in the gut most likely.
And lastly, with Candida stuff, Steph Jackson told me that yeast aren't necessarily, they don't build up resistance the same way bacteria can. Is that true? So could you theoretically go on a Candida thing and just take it for 30 days straight? You don't have to worry about rotation and all that.
Yeah. And the good thing to do if it's really severe is to do the biofilm disruptors before you start. Like I usually start biofilm disruptors 5 days, 6 days before I start the killer stuff. And then it's stripping away their defenses and then you go, wham.
Right. Right. Yeah. Someone I heard the other day, it's like the three little pigs. Like the biofilm is like the brick house, like the wolf can't blow down. I thought, I like that imagery.
That's a good,
So 30 days straight with even the same substance could be fine for candida.
It probably could. You know, I'm always leery of, you know, that people might develop that, but I wouldn't go like 60 or 90 days straight, but yeah, 30 days. Yeah. I've done that for sure.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Good job. So who else?
Hi.
Okay, who is it?
Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Okay, so I finally kind of concluded my my niche and my sentence. And I know it's long, but it's really, it speaks to me. I can share if that's cool.
Yes, please.
Then the suggestion, I will explain in a second. Okay. Let me share that. Okay, hold on. That, and let me get the PowerPoint. Hold on. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Why can't I? Okay, there we go. All right, good. Okay. So that's... I guess you're reading it.
Yep. So I empower stressed out. Why don't you read it?
I empower stressed out sugar and carb lovers to optimize their weight and health by getting to the root cause of life stressors, of unsuccessful diets and exercise programs, and by embracing self-love so that they can rediscover success, happiness, and a fulfilling life.
Okay. So let me ask you this. This would be great in written form, right? Yeah. On a page, on your website, what is Maria? Who does she do? And this is what you do. If you're in person with somebody and they ask you what you do, that's where it becomes long, right? When I've told you before, it's long. That's where it becomes long because then you're going, what am I supposed to say next? What was that? You know what I mean? Like if you're not reading it, so it doesn't flow as easily.
Now, this is for written version.
For written version, I think it's awesome. I mean, let's see, I empower. So you named your audience, stressed out sugar and carb lovers. I know you've always talked though about high achievers.
No, yes, it is correct, but this to me, it speaks, I can remove the age and the gender and it's gonna speak to them.
It's going to speak to people who fit the profile rather than fit the specific age or economic status.
I have the hardest time to put the blood sugar in there. And finally, I get it. And I don't want to use words like addicts or anything like that because that's too strong, is negative. So the stressed out people is about everybody. And also the other thing that I always felt poorly about it or, I don't know, brought me something, it was the stay-home moms, you know? Mm-hmm. And they are stressed out and they're nibbling and sugar and stuff. And I felt like with the busy professionals, I don't know, they didn't recognize, although they are professionals as moms, but it's a different
type. Yeah, they wouldn't label themselves that way. They would, that's not a self label. No. So yeah, I like that I empower stressed out sugar and carb lovers and people will relate to that if that's where they're at, to optimize their weight and their health. Great. That's good. And then by getting to the root cause of life stressors, of unsuccessful diets and exercise, that part I think could use a little work. Let's see if we can clean that up. And by embracing self-love so they rediscover success, happiness, and a fulfilling life. I like that part. So I think the middle part, maybe we can trim it a little bit because it's hard. By getting to the root cause of life stressors, of unsuccessful diets. So what is it? So I always, when I have a string of things after a phrase, by getting to the root cause of life stressors, by getting to the root cause of unsuccessful diets and exercise programs, that's a little like awkward. So tell me, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you say to somebody, I'm going to help you by getting to the root cause of your unsuccessful diets and exercise?
I would say fail diets, but that's too negative. You know, I even ran this to a couple guys and it said failed us. That's why the word that I had before, and it says, oh, now it doesn't make me feel like I'm a failure. And
yeah, I wouldn't put failed in there. You don't want people to feel bad about themselves. But I'm saying, would you like the phrase getting to the root cause of life stressors? Perfect. Of unsuccessful diets and exercise.
People fail their diets.
No, I mean, unsuccessful diets and exercises make sense, but it doesn't make sense to me, the root cause, right?
Root cause, I want people to, you know, the root cause is people go straight to, I cannot eat this, I cannot stick to this diet, I cannot stick to this program, I'm very stressed out. The reality is there is a lot more behind it. And I want them to understand when they read this, that is the behind that we're going to work.
Why you had the unsuccessful.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. By getting to the root cause of life stressors, by understanding the why of unsuccessful diets and why your diets and exercise programs have been unsuccessful, and by embracing self-love. What about that? So you don't try to connect of unsuccessful diets and exercise program with root cause. It has its own. By getting to the root cause of life stressors, by understanding why your diet and exercise programs have been unsuccessful, or of by getting to the root cause of life stressors, by understanding the why behind unsuccessful diets and exercise programs, and by embracing self-love.
But the why is the same thing as root cause.
Something that you might want to consider here is that, say, for example, if you walk up in Target, you walk up to a woman who is overweight, stressed out, you know, is basically your target for who you're trying to serve. And you strike up a conversation with this absolute stranger, and she says, well, hey, what do you do? And she said, and you say to her, in the Target aisle over by the shoes, I empower stressed out sugar and carb lovers to optimize their weight and health by getting to the root cause of life stressors, of unsuccessful diets and exercise programs, and by embracing self-love so that they rediscover success, happiness, and fulfilling life. So if that person, if that woman self-identifies as a stressed out sugar and carb lover, which most people won't even know what you're talking about when you talk about carbs, really, they're going to, you know, who knows what they're going to think. You know, that might, you might lose her with that. And they might understand that they want to optimize their weight and health, but they might have a completely different picture of what that looks like. And they're probably not going to even know what you're talking about when you reference a root cause, even though you and I know what you're talking about.
Right.
This person who has never been interested in health is probably not going to know what that means.
That's not my client.
Okay. So you would not be going up to that woman.
In a journey.
Okay.
My client is not the Walmart person who is eating junk every day. The person is really already somewhat ahead, but cannot get rid of, is very stressed out, and that's life. And, you know, sugar, and that person totally understands what's carb. The person who not understands the word carb is definitely not my client.
Okay. Okay. So you're targeting somebody that's more already into the health sphere.
Yeah.
So like maybe intermediate to an expert level of awareness.
That's correct. That is
okay.
That is the person, because, you know, self-love and what the fuck is that? I mean, like, you know what? You know, so now the person who is semi-educated and is already, you know, looking for accountability support, they've been searching for it, they understand these terms. They do understand these terms. So that is my client, not the average Joe.
Got it. Okay. So basically they're still struggling. They just don't know why they're struggling. They know stuff. They just can't figure out the specifics about why they're having problems with success in
that's something. They've tried, like I did, you know, I did. Yeah. I don't know, since I'm young, multiple diets, you know, I have no idea about stress, how it was impacting, you know.
Yeah.
And you have kind of become more efficient on your exercise, because people go on and off exercise. This to me is like, and that's to me, it's like, this is a yo-yo. The unsuccessful diet is, and the exercise is exactly the yo-yo that people are so tire off and they don't understand why they cannot get out of it. The root cause to me is, we're going to dive a little deeper here to understand why do you have this yo-yo and we need to break it off. So
can I ask you another question? I know that you are saying that this is not going to be the thing that you're going to be speaking to a person, but I don't remember exactly what you said.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, I'm assuming this is going to go like on a website or something like that. So are these words that are highlighted in different colors keywords that would be findable if someone was searching? Are they good keywords?
Just said to me, because I was trying to put it out, you know, the who, the what, the what. This is just, just put it down.
But
okay. If I were to talk to somebody on the street, somebody start talking, I would say, you know, my brand basically is to help to optimize health, you know, health and weight by removing the core blocks to success, happiness, and a fulfilling life. Boom.
Okay. That sounds good.
Blocks.
Yeah, that sounds good. So I'm going to get back to this in the order. Would they more resonate with life stressors or more resonate with wanting to understand their unsuccessful diet and exercise programs?
To me, I'm targeting, so I know what you're saying, but to me, I'm going, I designed the words in order that are important for me, for them to get it, right? So everybody's stressed out. So the stress is like, they resonate with the weight. So boom, I get them with the weight. So how right. That is less important. The thing is, if I don't help people and don't help remove the stress, they're not going to get.
No. Oh, totally. Totally. But you also want to speak to them, you know, you give them the how after they've said, yeah, I want this, right? They think they want this, but what they really need is that. And you give them what they need. But I'm just thinking one word is going to change this, Maria, to my understanding. So all you have to do is take out the comma after stressors and exchange the of for an and then read it.
Oh, but there's going to be two ands. So by getting the root cause of life stressors and unsuccessful diets and exercise programs and by embracing self-love, that's a lot of ands.
It's a lot of ands.
Angelica said something, empower stress out sugar carbs to make themselves as a priority. Yeah, that's not going to go well with a mom.
What about if you just eliminated the word of and did like root cause of life stressors, unsuccessful diets and exercise programs?
Yeah.
That would be all parallel, so grammatically correct.
What about starting with let's discover, rediscover success, happiness, and a fulfilling life by starting with self-love, period. Let's get rid of stressed out sugar and carb and have optimal health and weight. I don't think you need to get into the root cause. That's like giving way too much information.
I'll be opposed to that because the people come to me for weight loss. So in a few seconds has to say weight. Otherwise they're gonna like, okay.
No, I'm talking about the root cause part, but what I find interesting is the self-love part, because that's really, I think what you're saying is the root cause of this is not loving yourself enough, not paying attention to yourself enough. And that's really the obstacle maybe to their weight and health not being successful. And if you emphasize that first, that might attract that person.
I don't think it's going to, I'm kind of agreeing with Maria here, Martha, good suggestion. But I think that the average person is not thinking about self-love. That's like way down on the thing. It's intriguing. You go, oh, I can love myself back to my optimal weight. But they're identifying who they are. They are concerned about their weight. Right. I think what I like so far is Elaine's idea of just getting rid of the of. Are you in PowerPoint in edit mode? Can you take it out and let us see what it looks like?
I didn't understand what she said.
Oh yeah, so I empower stressed out sugar and carb lovers to optimize their weight and health by getting to the root cause of life stressors, unsuccessful diets and exercise programs, and by, I see why.
And embracing self-love so they rediscover.
By getting to the root cause of life stressors, unsuccessful. Yeah, it'd have to be a third one that was related to the root cause in order for that to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Embracing self-love, yeah.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
I think it's like someone else said before, it's telling too much of the process.
Yeah.
That most, I also deal with these people, Maria, and they're not really thinking about the fluff and stuff that we're thinking about. So that's that second section, and by embracing self-love, so they blah, 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 blah. Their focus really is just what you had, boom, weight. And perhaps in another segment or another section somewhere else, you can tell them the process. So perhaps you can just put a period after that comma instead of that comma after exercise programs. So I empower stressed out sugar and carb lovers to optimize their health and weight by getting to the root cause of life stressors and unsuccessful diets and exercise programs.
You know, I think the important part though here for me is we always want to have a so that. Like, why do they want to do that? So you can almost eliminate some of the middle stuff, at least in the speaking, and maybe have two versions for.
So, perhaps if you have, okay, diet and exercise programs so that they live a fulfilling life or something like that. So it'll tighten it up and kind of hit the highlights, because they're not thinking about self-love, really and truly.
I want them to. That's my goal. Again,
right, but you don't want it to in the first sentence, right? You do want them to. And if this is on a webpage, you're going to talk about self-love as one of your tools. But it is, right, what Michelle is saying is that people aren't the process. When you go too deep into the how, you lose them, right? So you want to get them. I empower, like if you were meeting somebody in the supermarket, I empower stressed out sugar and carb addicts to optimize their weight and health so they rediscover success, happiness, and a fulfilling life. The person in the aisle is going to go, whoa, that sounds good. How do you do that? Oh, I do that by getting to the root cause of their stressors and their unsuccessful diets and exercise programs, and by helping them to embrace self-love.
Agree. I would not speak this on the supermarket or in, this is for the person reading.
Right, but I think you can still make a shorter, like a powerful statement. I empower stressed out sugar and carb lovers to optimize their weight and health so they rediscover success, happiness, and a fulfilling life, period. And then you can add, I do that by helping them get to the root cause of life stressors, unsuccessful diets and exercise programs, and by embracing love. So you can have that as two sentences.
What's the stuff at the bottom, the who, what, why?
Oh, that's her worksheet. She was just trying to, make a copy of the whole slide, and then you can play with it so you don't mess up whatever you do.
Yeah, no, this is just a work kind of thing.
That was her trying to make sure she had the who, the what, the why, the how.
Yeah.
But the how isn't important in the statement of what you do. The how is what you want them to say, oh, how do you do that?
Right.
Right? That you create curiosity.
You want the benefit of why we would work with you.
Yeah. So I empower stressed out sugar and carb lovers to optimize their weight and health so that they'd rediscover success, happiness, and a fulfillment.
Oh, that's a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Yeah. And when you make it a second sentence, to even put space and make it even look like a different paragraph. So it's like,
yeah,
the person a breather, like, oh, okay. Now I
wonder how she does that. Oh, yeah. And then they read how she do it. I do that by.
Mm-hmm. Because the other thing is that I have to keep on training myself, even that most people read in chunks. And so we have to help them to be able to do that visual bite-sized chunking.
Absolutely.
Instead of trying to have them eat the whole steak at one time.
Exactly. I like to do 3, at most 4 lines of text that they get to read. Then space. So it gives them a chance to breathe, and it gives them a chance to actually see the words. Personally, when I look at a long paragraph, I go, it overwhelms my eyes, and it maybe I have visual problems or whatever else it might be, but it overwhelms me. And when it overwhelms my eyes, then it overwhelms my brain. And we don't want them to feel overwhelmed. We want them to go, wow, I like that. Yeah, I'm a stressed out sugar and carb lover, and I want to optimize my weight and health, and I want to be successful, happy, and fulfilling life. Right, that's great. Then you can say, and then even explain, if this is on a web page, I would even explain, have you made multiple failed attempts or multiple unsuccessful attempts?
Right.
These things, here's why. And then you can explain it. But I think that makes a perfect statement. I don't think the how should be in like an elevator pitch or your description. That's your how. Yeah, you know it. And you'll expand on the how on your marketing pieces. But I really love that now. I empower stressed out sugar and carb lovers to optimize their weight and health so they can rediscover, so they can. You have.
Oh, yeah.
So that they, or perfect. Maybe so they, take out the that. That's a little awkward. So they
yes.
can rediscover success, happiness, and a fulfilling life.
I'm curious, Maria, did your clients name these things like success, happiness, fulfilling life? Is this the stuff that they say in their own words that they want?
Not exactly in those words, but they do want to be happy. They say that. I want to feel happy. I'm not happy. They are unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Is there more behind the unhappiness? They're unhappy. Why?
Why they're unhappy?
Yeah.
Because they're not, they are feeling like a failure. They're overweight. They don't feel good in their clothes.
So self-esteem might come into this.
Well,
body image, confidence, body confidence. I'm kind of feeling that.
That's correct. And that's what part of, self-love is. So when you look into the word self-love is, includes self-care. Includes a lot of people don't relate to self-love. They think about loving.
No, they don't. And that's where you have to explain it, right? So you have to always use the words that they use. So right. They go, oh my God, she's reading my mind.
Right.
She's reading my mind. So they're not going to say, I don't have any self-love. That's my problem.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm not saying that's their problem. I'm saying that they're going to understand and learn that.
Yeah, they are. But that's what you do after this.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, but I can see that I can put this sentence as you guys helped redefine, but I do not want to leave the rest in some way explanation, because otherwise I'm like 1,000, actually millions of other health coaches over there. So that it might, what makes me different, than a lot of folks, it's just not most people in this call over here, but it's now a lot of the nutritionists and out of this and that. Okay, we're going to count the carbs. We're going to put you into an exercise program, blah, blah, blah. They're starting to look, cut this, cut that, cut that. And says, I'm not saying that that's the way to go. I'm not saying that this is the way to start. We're going to get you there, but there is work that
right. What you just said, right? If you're to create a little web page or a little blurb on your website to describe what you do, you start with this. And then you say, like, they're going, okay, how is she different than other health coaches? Then you start to talk about what you've discovered with the self-love is important. There's a lot of failed diet and exercise programs out there. How many have you been on?
Right.
Most people have been on X. Look up the statistics. Most people, by the time they actually, start to do anything about it, have been on like 20 different weight loss and programs, et cetera. And what's the missing ingredient? And even ask that kind of question as you scroll them through. So what's the missing ingredient? What are they missing? They did Jenny Craig. They did, whatever. They did keto. And they're still having all this extra weight. They've tried this exercise and South Beach and whatever the names of the exercise programs are. And still, what's the secret? As a, veteran in the health and wellness space and, a fitness professional and a nutritional endocrinology coach, here's what I've found.
Mm-hmm.
It all boils down to.
Right. And I truly believe on that. And I think.
And that's how you want to present it, though. Don't try to, don't try to look up fancy dictionary words to that replace what they're saying. Use what they're saying. because that's going to get them in. They're going to go, oh, she's reading my mind.
I got you. Now, yeah, now I think that, yeah, that simplifies. And then, okay, if they're coming, if there are the sugar stressed out, addict and is stressed out, then they're looking for weight loss. And then they might be interested to continue to read. I need mm-hmm. to the point that to continue to read, because it's going to be one sentence. And if yeah. they read that, they're going to walk away. It has to be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, Maria, any different than this other 15 websites they already looked. That is the key. I mean, because they're looking at, they're flipping websites, right? I see there is like 1,000 people who come to my website. Why I'm not having 1,000 fucking phone calls? Because the message is not right.
Yeah.
The message is not right. So I should be getting phone calls. I should be getting all lots of emails.
Well, you know what you want to get when you go, they go to your website? You want to get an opt-in. You want to capture a name, and then you want to write these heartfelt connecting emails that keep them like, oh, I love her. Oh my God. Let me tell you my story. This is what I did. Let me tell you Josie's story. This is what she did. And what I've discovered over all this, and you're just sending them a series of connected emails. But the goal of your website is not to get a phone call. It's not to get somebody to buy your program. It's to get their name and email address. That's your goal. And you want to be able to present that and give them some enticing something, not sign up for my newsletter list. Blech. Who wants another newsletter in their inbox? Anybody here want another newsletter in their inbox? Not me, right? I want to relate to somebody who I make a connection to and who seems like they get me from their words.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's so true, Maria. It's not really about the message. It's about you. You're the message and your personality. You have like a dazzling personality. So like, I agree 100% with what Dr. Rita Marie said. Like, don't worry about this website being the thing that will convert clients. You are. Your beautiful spirit will.
Yeah. You're not converting. Websites don't convert. Websites collect their lead. They offer lead gens and they collect names. It's your connection with them on the fifth or sixth or seventh email where they're just so sucked into like, oh, I love this person. You know, you show them a video, they see mm-hmm. your energy mm-hmm. and they go, yeah, yeah, I want that.
Mm-hmm. I think that maybe thanks Angelica, I appreciate that. You know, I do get people call me, the client just signed up today. It's coming from the website. People
teaching me. Oh really? Then you must be doing something right.
Not well, I mean they're you know, well those last two were PCOS, so they're searching for PCOS, and right there and somewhere in my website there is a page for PCOS, so they're finding it. But these people are intelligent. These are very successful women, very intelligent and into something already. They're like, I need to refine this. So, right. So that's why they came in as I'm looking. So, you know, less few speaking engagements, they came from the website. So what I'm saying is I'm missing. Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying and I agree 100%. And, you know, part of it, I have not touched my website and changed because I haven't been able to put the words that I wanted in there.
Yeah. So I would put this in there as a starting point.
That's right.
And then you go into the, you know, why this is different. Like, and what is the missing ingredient? That's always a nice phrase to use. What's the missing ingredient? What have you been missing all this time? You've tried this diet and that exercise program, and you're still stepping on the scale and hating your body. What's going on? Here's it, the self-love.
Do a video like Angelica said, you know, maybe to express my personality.
I guess. Just don't curse.
Nice.
talk about your personal struggle with addiction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We talked about that on a live and it just sucked me in. So yeah, use that.
You know, and that whole thing, like I look, you know, you look at me now and I look lean and trim and, you know, but it wasn't always like that. This is what I've been through. And even when I am like this, I still struggle. And here's what I do.
Right.
Instead of going for the cookies, I go for the broccoli.
You remember that broccoli story.
I remember that broccoli story. It just hit. I had cravings. So I made a huge pot of broccoli and ate the whole thing. That's good. Good for you. right? Or I go for, you know, a 4 mile run or whatever it is, right? But I think when you relate to people, when I share with people, you know, that I'm a food addict, right? That the reason I do this or that is because I, at heart, that's a pattern that I developed real early on, was to reach for food. And we're trying again, you know, about it, and how can I support you in getting over that? How can I support you in getting a body you love? And you can't wait till you have a body you love to love yourself. That might be a good phrase to use.
I love.
You can't wait until you have a body you love, or the body you think you're going to love yourself. It has to start first, loving yourself in the body you're in.
That's it. Acceptance.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to listen back to this because I cannot do too many things together, but
yeah.
So on our time, so by the way, and we're not going to discuss this, it's going too long, but and I appreciate the input. The pillars.
Yeah.
I'm going to focus for this when it's in, here's the plan. You know, on these four pillars over here, nutrition, exercise, mindset, and blood sugar, what I'm doing next is to, under each one of these, I'm actually describing what I'm listing what I'm going to teach, right?
So is this for a particular program that you're going to teach, or is this for your coaching services?
No, that's my, no, just general. So it says, you know, so ultimately what I want to do is, under each one of these pillars, I'm going to say, these are the things that I teach regarding, you know, each one of them. So I can then create content related to these pillars, and ultimately to help people on the weight loss, right? So the goal is everything that I talk or speak or whatever on this teaching subjects, under each one of these four pillars, I'm going to have to address weight loss, right?
Well, yeah, because that's the thing. You're not, you know, that's what you're leading with. And none of these are weight loss. So if these are how are we going to achieve this weight loss?
That's right.
Through blood sugar balance,
right?
Nutrition, exercise, and mindset. So it's these, I wouldn't call them pillars as much as processes, strategies, not steps, but you know what I mean? They're the pieces, they're the core things you're going to teach them, do with them, take them through.
That's right. And some people are going to need some more of the others, right?
Right. And that's when you're working with them one-on-one, you can do it. If you're doing a group program, they just have to, you know, take right. stuff that they need out of it.
Right.
Are these like your categories on a website, or are these modules within a program, your overall program? What are those? Where are those going to appear?
They're not going to appear anywhere specifically. These are for my information.
Okay. All right. Okay.
For the most part, it's for my information.
You okay. know, though, as I'm looking at this with the lines between it, it reminds me of a navigation bar on a website.
Yeah.
So, because that could be blood sugar and insulin resistance support, nutrition support, exercise support, mindset support, and, you know, that where you can take them to a page. Or it could be the same page, but you have one of those tag things, whatever they call them, where you go, it just pulls them down to the same page, but it's across the top. Couple of things for SEO, that those are visible, but also people see it right away. Oh, cool. You know?
I guess, you know, I just, you know, either if it's going to be in writing, or it definitely is going to be in speaking when I kind of present, you know, this. Because I will have to say, oh, how do you do that? Okay, well, then get into the root, blah, 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 blah. But, okay, what are the minutiae? What are the details behind it, right?
So, it can be described on that page, right? Here are the four areas that I feel need to be addressed right. to a different extent in different people in order for you to achieve this permanent I like to say your ideal body or your ideal weight and health. What do you need? And then, so here's what I found in blood sugar. And you could have them in a table that's four across. that would just list some of the things you would do, or you could just have a paragraph for each of them.
Yes, could put like examples of what this nutrition, what are teaching things under, yes. It could have like a few bullet points.
Yeah, and I would always do bullet points versus bullet points work better than paragraphs just because it's easier for people to read.
You know, this would be part, you know, this would be more like the explanation of what the programs are, because the programs for weight loss are designed based on these pillars, right?
That's well, that line you just said was a good thing. My weight loss programs are designed based on these pillars. All of my programs include components from each of these pillars.
Right. That's correct. That is it. Now, have to distinguish then at some point, but there's, you know, length and things like that, but some like specific for the blood sugar, that's a program for that, right? But anyway, what I will use between now and our hot seat, I'm going to come up with this items per pillar, and then maybe we can discuss that on this weekend.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah, I need to move on with this. I feel at least comfortable with what I want and have and all that. So I appreciate everybody's feedback.
You're very welcome.
I feel like at least I'm getting somewhere that I can then put the right message out, and I can get somebody to help me with the message. I talked to somebody today, a content marketing person, and I showed this to her and a few other things. She's like, oh, that's great. We can work with that. So we'll see. And I'll go back to our call here and listen to
good
things that you said that might be helping her too.
Good.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
You can't wait until you look at the chat, because there's a few good words in there, Maria.
I just wrote down kind of the things we were talking about to get it down.
You can't wait until
your niche sounds cool.
Yeah. I think it's good. I think you're on the way. Somebody, who was it that was talking about it? And I thought of you. I said, well, I'll just send them to you. I don't know if it was in Sweet Spot or something else where I just don't know what to do to exercise because I can't, you know, I heard this thing and I heard that thing. And so I thought, well, maybe they should set up a consultation with you. I'll have to see where I saw that. Oh, it might've been in that list of questions that Angelica that you gave me left over from Monday. So when I go through in Facebook, I'll just tell them to contact you for a consultation to figure it out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, there is a lot of folks, part of this exercise, you know, list of things is how to get started when you have, you know, imbalances already.
Right.
You know, when we have difficulties to move. I mean, there's no way you can... You know, you can feel happy by joining a group session. You're not going to be, that's not right for you. It's just, you can't do that. You can't do it, but you're going to be frustrated. You're never going to show up because, you know, this is not where your body is. You cannot.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do it. The other, I just thought of this. I don't know if this would work out, but it just popped in my head as you were speaking that maybe you have like a four-person group for people, five-person, whatever, small number of group for people who are looking for help with specific limitations. And then you can help each one, right? And you can round robin it and you can meet with them, you know, maybe instead of the three sessions costing whatever, it costs less, you know, so something like that. So I'm
just saying. No, that's, when I had the smaller groups, when I could handle everybody, that was part of, the deal. The thing is, to get four people aligned into that, you have to do a lot of advertisement to get those people specifically, I think, you know, I mean, to fill up programs like that.
Yes, advertisement, but also like, you know, I have people in my programs that need what you do. Who else is there like me who's teaching a nutrition program that has people in there that need to get exercise and my general guidelines for exercise won't work for them.
Right.
And offering to do a little talk like you've done for me, and you've gotten a bunch of clients from that. And we can do it again, but it's a matter of like hooking up with people as opposed to spending money on Facebook ads, because you're right. You have to really know what you're doing for that because there's a lot of noise in the space right now.
Yeah. And I have not forgotten about your, getting back to my, bone health, and I, you know, that we discussed. So anyway, okay.
Good.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you. Anybody else before we hit the end button? Elaine, Martha, Maria's going, Angelica. We've lost some people because we're over time. All right, so we will see you on Thursday morning. I'll be sending out the link, but it's, you know, I just looked at, I thought I had said 10 o'clock. We're going to start 10 o'clock Central. And I looked at the thing that my, one of my assistant people put together after that. And she put it down as Eastern. So I'm going to figure out whether I really want to do it Eastern. Do we have, you're on the East Coast, so you don't care. You're on the East, you know, you're in Central. We have people all over, right? And I wanted to, so is there, just of the people on here, not that your preference is necessarily going to be like change the whole course of it, but I'm just trying to get feedback. Is it better to start at 10 o'clock Central, which is 8 o'clock? Yeah, I don't want to start earlier than that because if it's 7 o'clock on the West Coast,
it would be 8 o'clock.
That would be, yeah, so 10 o'clock would be 8 o'clock, but if we started at 10 Eastern,
oh, that'd that be seven, would be yes.
7 o'clock, right? That's not good. And we have a number of people on the
list. But then we go later.
Then yeah, we just go. I mean, so if it'd be, my goal was 10 to 6 Central. A little earlier for registration on the first day so we can come in and check you off and make sure everybody's there. But that's what I'm thinking is 10 to 6 Central is going to be the best we can do. Because that way, you know, even Europe, like Allie and I were talking about that earlier. And she says, well, that's not too bad because, you know, if it ends at 6, that's midnight. That's not terrible for her, right? It's not terrible, right? Whereas, you know, if you're in Australia, probably not very good because you're starting at 3 in the morning. But I don't think we have anybody in Australia. So we do have a couple in Singapore, but I have to look at the list of who's coming. So we'll do it. It'll be 10 to 6. I'll be sending out, I'm going to write an email tonight. We have a new page set up. It's got the schedule. The schedule is subject to change because I'm right. It's a general schedule and I'll be filling in as I go through, as I, you know, figure out what I want to do where, when do we want to do the hot seats. Some of that I won't know exactly how long we have for them until we show up. And I know exactly how many people actually show up because what I've learned is that the number of people who sign up don't necessarily show up. Anyway, we'll go from there. And if you want a hot seat, a glove seat, I like to call them, then you just ask for it.
It's basically, so what do you do on a hot seat?
It's basically you pick something that you are having struggle, what you feel like is holding you back in your business. It could be like Maria and I just talked about, or Michelle and I just talked about, where there's some specific issue that you want to work through. Sometimes it's a mindset thing. Sometimes it's a physical thing. We had one person brought up, can you look at my labs and help me with my Hashimoto's, right? And we've had some pretty intense mindset kind of things or emotional things. So whatever that is that you feel like is holding you back from doing it, or how do I get started? I'm a new coach and what do I do? And I'm trying to do this. I mean, I think it needs to be a little more specific than how do I get started? Because that's, but it's basically where you get undivided time from the group.
Okay. Might have some tissues around available.
Yeah, have tissues around.
Good morning.
And we won't have them on the first morning. We'll prep. We'll have an activity. We're going to use the Zoom breakout room so that you can break off with a partner and decide, you know, chat about it, like, because that helps you if you're just sitting there by yourself going, I don't know. But we break you up into groups. I'm thinking it's either going to be 2 or 3, but I'm not sure how the 3 would work. We've always done it in 2, where you get together with somebody else, they become your partner, you become their partner, and then they introduce you and say what your problem is. Because if you tell us what your problem is, it's going to take you way longer, right? And it could go blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, we're out of time. Time to the next person. Whereas your partner's going to go succinct and all that. So, and then you get input from me, from the group, however it works. It'll be interesting to see how it works with the big group on the screen, because usually we're in this room and everybody's around and, you know, it's going to be different. But I attended one that was usually, we usually do in person a few weeks back, and it was actually quite nice. And I'm going to do some things that I didn't like about theirs, was that more connection time. So we'll have breaks and then lunchtime. And I want to set up little rooms. I'm trying to figure out how to do that on Zoom, but either breakout rooms or other rooms where you can just go and have little conversations, make your lunch, come in and eat lunch with your colleagues and just have casual conversation, right? So we're going to set all that up to make it, because I want it to be as close to in-person as possible. We will not have Joe's amazing food. Her food was amazing. Oh, totally amazing. But, you know, you can try. Make your own amazing food and show everybody what you're eating and say, look, this is what I made. Yeah, and it's a good sharing. So we'll have all the details. There's already pages set up on the site for it. I just have to make sure that the schedule is right, because I think it was put up as, I think all I have to do is change the ET to CT and boom, because I think she set it up. It says at the top Eastern time. And I'll just go, oh, I'll just set it up with Central time. So we're going to have fun together. It's going to be great.
And does it start Thursday or does it start Friday?
It starts Friday. Thursday is for Practice Accelerator. So it's okay. A small group of Practice Accelerator people. We'll do the one day and then they'll join us. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 6-ish. You know?
Do we have homework for that?
There's no homework yet, but there may be homework, you know, at the end of one day to reflect on certain things. We do have some guest speakers and they're going to teach you some cool stuff to give you a little kick in the pants to get out and do stuff.
And we're going to work out too, right?
And we're going to work out too. Maria's going to lead us. If anybody wants to do some yoga, lead us in yoga on some of the breaks. So I just want to keep us moving. No, you know, not just sitting all day long. And are we going to do that in the morning, Maria? Can we do a morning workout? I know you mentioned 9 Eastern, but that's like 6 in the morning on the West Coast.
No, that's okay, because I had blocked at 10. So I put an hour before, you know, I had 10 Eastern calendar. So yeah, I can change it to 10 Eastern for the workout.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so Saturday and maybe Sunday too, if you're available, if it goes well, we'll join early. And then we're going to have movement breaks and just going to try to make it as close to a live as we can. Right? Have fun with it, learn a lot, get inspired, connect, and it's going to be great. Okay, guys?
Awesome.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.